Welcome to WDOT News. With world news, here's Stephen Kopp.
Andrew Tate, who faces rape and trafficking charges in Romania, has left for the U.S. Influencer brothers Andrew and Tristan Tate, who are charged with human trafficking in Romania, left for the U.S. after authorities lifted travel restrictions imposed as part of the case, an official said Thursday. The Tates, who are dual U.S.-British citizens, have millions of online followers, were arrested in late 2022 and formally indicted last year on charges they participated in a criminal rig that lured women to Romania, where they were sexually exploited. Andrew Tate was also charged with rape. They deny the allegations. In December, a court ruled that the case couldn't go on trial because of multiple legal and procedural irregularities on the part of the prosecutors. The case, however, remained open, and there is also another ongoing investigation against them in Romania. Now with national news, here's King.
Donald Trump rolls out with gold card for rich aspiring immigrants to purchase their way into citizenship. This is a green card and a clear path to citizenship that costs $5 million. Buying citizenship is unconstitutional. This is the continuation of Trump's reign of using his executive orders to pass what he wants. Every president passes a ton of executive orders, but nothing has been as impactful as this. Along with this, Trump has addressed his federal buyout plan, saying that 75,000 federal employees have resigned what is called deferred resignations. They are trying to make the government smaller and faster, but it's really just causing a lot of outrage. Now with local news is Manny.
On February 27, 2025, Nassau County Police rescued 14 puppies found caged in an alley near Center Avenue. Officers were alerted by the sound of barking dogs around 10:30 p.m. last night. The puppies are now under the care of local animal services. Also in recent news, two educators from Shelter Rock Elementary School, Allison Weiss-Begley and Ashley Arcuri LaQuinto, have achieved National Board Certification, a prestigious national teaching accreditation. This accomplishment contributes to Manhasset status as having one of the largest cohorts of National Board Certified teachers in New York State, second to New York City. Additionally, the Harborside Senior Living Community in Port Washington was sold for $82 million to Focus Healthcare Partners. Residents can stay, but will lose most of their refundable entrance fees. The health center will close, and affected residents will be relocated. Partial refunds will be distributed from the sale proceeds. And now with business news is Tenders.
NVIDIA has once again surpassed market expectations with its latest earnings report. For the quarter ending January 26, 2025, the tech giant reported a revenue of $39.3 billion, which is an increase from last year. The surge was largely driven by the data center segment, which contributed $35.6 billion, reflecting a 93% year-over-year growth. CEO Jensen Huang highlighted the amazing demand for NVIDIA's new Blackwell GPUs, despite initial production challenges. Looking ahead, NVIDIA projects first quarter revenue of $43 billion, exceeding analyst expectations. However, the company anticipates gross margin pressures due to the production ramp-ups, with improvements expected later in the year and not in this first quarter. President Donald Trump said said Thursday that tariffs on Chinese and Mexican imports would move forward on March 4th, and that he would add an additional 10% levy on China, heightening the stakes of his trade battle that has rattled Wall Street and injected an air of uncertainty during his first weeks in office. Also, Trump is putting a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada imports. The world has questioned this decision, but Trump is following through. Now with health news is Emma.
A recent health study from this University of South Carolina reveals that living in hotter climates may accelerate the aging process. Researchers found that increased exposure to extreme heat can be associated with higher biological age. Another study by the University of Michigan indicates that a regular consumption of sugary beverages, such as soda, can significantly reduce lifespan. In Texas, an unvaccinated child has died from the measles, marking the first death in the U.S. since 2015. The outbreak, which began last month, has resulted in 124 cases across 9 counties, primarily affecting children in an under-vaccinated community. Health officials emphasize the critical importance of vaccination and preventing such tragedies. and now with crime, Alexa.
In Indiana, a 31-year-old high school math teacher, Brittany Fortenberry, has been charged with multiple counts of sexual misconduct with minor. One minor Fortenberry interacted with gave a statement that she sent Instagram DMs that they felt were highly inappropriate, including talking about being a stripper and sending videos of sex toys and being unsolicitedly revealing. Another minor claims that his friend told him how she made a comment about wanting to have sex with them and furthermore, dreaming about it. Fortenberry was asked how many other kids she had inappropriate conversations with, and she responded, quote, at least 5, maybe 10, end quote. Instead of regretting her actions, she stated that she regrets that she lost weight. On the topic of having adults have sexual contact with minors, the Thank You Jesus sign founder has been found guilty of sexually exploiting a minor, but for some reason got out on a $75,000 bail. In Princeton, New Jersey, a man has been charged of killing and mutilating his brother. He said nothing in his court appearance on Thursday, and the next court date is March 6th. Now it's sports, here's Clarman.
Mets ace Shamanaya is reported to have a right oblique strain and will start the season on the IL. As spring training goes on, top prospects including Rays Junior Caminero is having a strong start to spring, hitting .285 in 7 at-bats, including a 3-run triple in the Rays matchup against the Red Sox yesterday. In Arizona, Rockies 2019 first-round draft pick, first baseman Michael Toglia, is mashing to start the spring with a .454 batting average, including 2 homers and 5 RBIs. Yesterday, St. John's clinched the first Big East title since 1992. This team, coached by Rick Pitino and headlined by stars R.J. Lewis Jr. and Kadari Richmond, the 7th-ranked St. John's is primed to make a deep run in the tournament this year. Michigan State's Trey Holloman hit a ridiculous walk-off half-court shot to win the game for Michigan State over Maryland. And now with entertainment is Josh.
The Oscar Awards are this Sunday. Here's a look into a couple nominations. For Best Picture, the nominees are Emilia Perez, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, The Substance, Dune Part 2, Wicked, Anora, and The Brutalist. For Best Actor, the nominees are Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice, Timothy Chalamet for A Complete Unknown, Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing, and Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. For Best Actress, the nominees are Fernanda Torres in I'm Still Here, Demi Moore in The Substance, Carla Sophie Gascon in Emilia Perez, Cynthia Riva in Wicked, and Mickey Madison in Anora. Emilia Perez receives controversial 13 nominations after offending Mexican and transgender audiences, as well as not being received well by general audiences. On another note, Challenger starring Zendaya has been snubbed for nominations in any category which angered audiences. Catch this year's Oscars, hosted by Conan O'Brien, Sunday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Now with the weather, here's Holden.
The weather has been nice the past 2 days. Being in the 50s, it is expected to be raining on and off lightly for the rest of the day. The temperature has been in an average of 14 degrees higher than last week. Tonight, when you look in the sky, you will not see a moon because today is a new moon with the next full moon in 14 days. Over the past few weeks, we have been getting more daylight with 11 hours and 12 minutes today. Over the past few days, it has not been windy with low gusts of 8 miles an hour. Today, there is heavy rain in Utica, New York, while it's not raining in Manhattan. This weekend it will be nice with sunny weather and around 40 degrees. Later next week it is expected to rain on Wednesday and Thursday. In port the air quality is around 40, which is very nice, and UV index is at 2, which is safe to be outside and not get sunburned. Now as science and technology is Dangle.
In about 1 week, Katy Perry and 7 others are planning to travel to space on the Blue Origin. Journalist Gail King said singer Katy Perry and bioastronautics research scientist Amanda Nguyen are among the 6-person crew who will launch on the New Shepard vehicle. They will be joined by Aisha Bowe, a former NASA rocket scientist and CEO of STEM Board. The trip will last only about 10 minutes and reach a height of 65 miles above Earth. Perry and crew will be flying through the sky like a firework. Recently, scientists have confirmed that Mars is red. Now scientists may have discovered the potential source of that distinctive color, overturning a popular theory in the process. Mars is one of the most well-studied planets in our solar system due to its proximity to Earth and numerous spacecrafts that have visited over the past few decades. Together, orbiters and landers have provided data with showing that Mars' red color comes from rusted iron minerals within the dust that coats the planet. Next with Schreiber News, here's Gabe.
First on the sports side, track athletes are training for states. Next, the boys' varsity basketball team is still in the playoffs, and they have their next playoff game on Sunday versus Farmingdale at Farmingdale State College. And if they win, they will play the winner of Uniondale versus East Meadow. Unfortunately, the girls' varsity basketball team just got eliminated from the playoffs after a fantastic season. In the next few weeks, baseball, softball, boys' tennis, lacrosse, golf, track, and girls' flag football seasons begin. Next, the Spike It Up volleyball tournament is coming up. Now over to the educational side. The 100th day of school just passed, so the end of the school year is sooner than you think. Additionally, progress reports for the third quarter come out next week. Also this upcoming week, some DECA students have states in Rochester, New York. In the month of March, a long stretch of no off days are coming up. However, early in the month of April is a spring break. Finally, the newspaper club is meeting next week, so if you want to write for the Times for the month of March, you should attend the next meeting.
A Florida man dressed in a Dalmatian onesie bolted during a traffic stop after being handcuffed on one wrist. He had been pulled over for reckless driving and decided it would be a great idea to run from the cops. He ran all the way from his girlfriend's house and was eventually captured and arrested. And it doesn't stop there, folks, because another story about a Florida man who trashed a golf course and only underwear has dropped. The Lee County Sheriff's Office, which arrested the man, said the incident happened last week at Smuggler's Cove Adventure Golf in Fort Myers Beach. Video surveillance, which showed him arriving at the property and maliciously ripping down signs, breaking a gate and window, ripping down a motion detector, and stealing a fire hydrant, causing approximately $590 in damages, was shown to deputies. Lastly, another Florida man was arrested for pulling out a machete on a woman due to alleged road rage. The machete-wielding 35-year-old male was charged with aggravated assault and more.
Thank you for listening. I hope you come in next time to listen to the next newscast. Thank you.